910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A deadly shootout at a house in Charlotte, North Carolina, leaves 8 police officers shot, 3 of them killed, and a suspected gunman dead. The U.S. Marshals Task Force had arrived to confront a fugitive, cops say. Police Chief Johnny Jennings.
After a long standoff, we were able to clear this residence and confirm that there were 2 additional people inside. They were both brought to the police station as persons of interest.
Student Gaza War protesters still had their tents on the lawn of Columbia University in New York, but talks broke down and the school started suspending students who don't clear out. This is a senior U.S. official says the Hamas delegation has left Cairo talks and will return with a written response to Israel's proposal for a truce and hostage release deal. The head of NATO making a surprise visit to Ukraine's capital amid some small but worrisome to the Ukrainians Russian advances. An update on Wall Street. This is ABC News. Pain at the pump may be easing.
With analysts saying it appears we have hit the seasonal peak of gas prices after some refinery outages, switches to summer blends of gas, and worries in the Middle East, the price of regular unleaded is, for the first time in weeks, coming down. Not by much, but a tiny bit. The Energy Department reports the price of regular unleaded dropped about a cent and a half in the past week to $3.65 a gallon on average nationwide. That's 5 cents a gallon higher than at this time last year. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Trailers are driving over a test track near Pittsburgh without anybody behind the steering wheel. The trucks belong to Aurora Innovation, which plans to launch 20 driverless trucks on Interstate 45 between Dallas and Houston by the end of the year. Carnegie Mellon University professor Phil Koopman warns about the lax regulations.
The company's going to decide when they think they're safe. And the only thing the regulators are going to do is judge them after the fact if something went wrong.
Professor Phil Koopman, Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Small business owners, we know finishing your to-do list can feel like climbing a mountain, but that mountain is also covered in banana peels. Then, when something new gets added to your list, you're like, nope, I'm already climbing this huge, super slippery banana peel mountain of a to-do list. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy to manage your policy on our mobile app. So climbing that banana peel mountain feels more like a leisurely stroll. See if you can save on commercial auto insurance in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Buzz of the North. 910 AM WBZH and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State School Superintendent Jill Underley says her agency can't implement Wisconsin's new literacy programs until lawmakers approve funding for them. Republican legislators are claiming in court the state can't spend $50 million for new reading initiatives because of a partial veto by Governor Evers. Hundreds of students are encamped at the University of Wisconsin Library Mall to protest Israel's war in Palestine. A group called Students for Justice in Palestine organized the event. It finds its protest against, quote, ongoing genocide and Zionist war crimes in Gaza and against student repression in the U.S. Protesters are demanding an end to the war as well as for UW-Madison to divest from corporations that do business in Israel. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers face the Rays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers and Tampa Bay Rays tonight at AmFam Field. Their crew losing 15-5 yesterday to the Yankees. New York's Anthony Rizzo with his 300th career home run. How did the Brewers starter Tobias Myers do? Pat Murphy.
He's got 5 major league innings under his belt, and he did his job. He got us to our one-inning relievers in a 5-5 game. Yes, they hit some balls hard. He did his job.
The Brewers' Jake Bowers with a three-run homer. Then in the ninth, had to move from first base to the mound to pitch the final three outs. NFL, the Packers drafting 11 new players, six on defense, five on offense. Rookie minicamp coming up next weekend. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Pacers, 125-113. Damian Lillard and Giannis were out. What about Chris Middleton's ankle or Patrick Beverley's rib injury?
I don't know. I don't even want to know. I have not talked to our medical guys because I want to have some good news for about 5 minutes.
Mets Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, a low in the mid-30s. And for tomorrow, partly sunny sky, a high into the low 60s. Then a chance of showers and a few rumbles of thunder tomorrow night into early Wednesday. Mostly sunny, warmer in mid-60s Wednesday afternoon. Right now it's 48.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Tuesday to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Trump is back in court. I feel better about that. And he's coming to Waukesha on Wednesday. Tune in, Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH. Hayward's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who never leaves the house without wearing a cup, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to a Monday night edition of Nightlight, broadcasting live statewide tonight from our beautiful headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah, I hate to make a liar out of Todd Michaels, but, you know, he said live from Green Bay. We're not in Green Bay.
Yeah, you got to watch Todd.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be careful.
He's got that golden voice. But he's full of it. Let's be honest, right? Todd.
I wasn't going to go that far, but okay.
Todd's awesome. You know, Todd's been on the show a few times.
Yeah, he's spectacular.
He's great.
Phenomenal.
And I don't like him personally, but he's very talented. Now, he's a paranormal investigator. Like, yeah. That's his side hustle. It's
so cool.
I don't
know where he finds the time to do it.
Yeah, right.
I heard Todd Michaels' side hustle, and I'm like, what?
The guy's too busy. He can't have a side hustle. We typically broadcast from Green Bay, opening things up tonight. I knew Luke was bored, so I drove down to Madison today, cut off by two Subarus on the way down, and just happy to be in one piece here tonight with you folks. So keep the text coming. Robert from McFarland is owning the text dance floor today. He says, Collateral was awesome. It was made by both Jamie and Tom, as well as the soundtrack. I agree. It was fantastic. A Michael Mann film, who went to school here in Madison. Oblivion was not very good. I agree with that, Robert. But it wasn't horrible. Tom Cruise does not make horrible. He can make mediocre, but he mostly makes really good and at least mediocre. Robert says, do you think most movie critics aren't hard on movies anymore because they're afraid they can be replaced instantly? That's where I was kind of going with that, Robert. And I just let Matt run with it because Matt gives such great answers. But I kind of agree with that. No one's intimidated by film critics anymore, I think. They'll just take their credentials or something, or they get iced out. I probably should have asked Matt that, because Matt typically does not pull any punches. but, you know, great text and great points. Coming up at 8:35, John Campanaro will be here. We're going to talk our old wiffle ball days, and he's going to talk to me about Wilt Chamberlain, who scored 100 points in one game. And I know, like, Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan had their big games where they scored, like, 80, 60, 70, whatever it was. 100 points. That's a lot. Even basketball, people probably know that's a lot. Right, Luke? That's a lot of points.
That's a lot of points. For one player. That's a lot of points for some teams to score some days.
Exactly.
You have NBA teams
that can't don't put up 100.
That don't go over 100. Wilt Chamberlain.
I know.
One game.
And they lost 101 to 100. But that's not the point. No, John will be here to talk about that, and he's a very funny guy and a good friend. Right now, I'm very excited to welcome my next guest to Nightlight. She and I started here at Civic Media. She started before me and was very helpful to me, showing me the ropes when I first started here. We also fought in a war together, but that's a different time. I won't go back into that. Melissa Kay joins me now. She's the news director from WFHR and Civic Media. You're one of Civic Media's own, Melissa. How does that feel?
Yes. Oh, you know, it's awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. It's good a lot to be. Of fun. Luke and I go way back to the early news days when it was three of us.
I didn't know that.
Luke and Jane. Yeah.
The secrets you guys must have.
I don't even remember those days.
But we won't even tell you.
Yeah, I was just saying.
Because Luke doesn't remember them.
No, I've forgotten all about them. I've had to learn so many other new things. It's been a whirlwind.
I bet.
I'm glad you
and
guys are.
And here you are, producing shows.
And you guys are both helping me through this, which is always nice. Luke is.
That's what we do. We're a radio family. We're all here for each other.
Exactly. The amount of times Luke has shook his head tonight, just like, I don't know what's going on.
Just from laughter. Pure laughter. I'm having a blast.
He's too kind. Melissa, how are you?
I'm good.
Yeah.
You know, I've been waiting for you to ask me on your show, Pete.
Wait a minute. I asked you like 3 months ago and you said,
you asked me for people and I gave you a bunch of people.
No, there was something. Listen, young lady, there was something going on. Theatrically speaking, in your neck of the way, your nape of the woods, and I asked you, and you said you seemed very lukewarm about it. So I said, well, if you know someone.
You said the show was about movies and TV. Do you know what TV I have right now?
A black and white?
YouTube.
Oh, that counts.
I have zero TV. I watch reruns of shows from the 80s and the 90s.
That's okay.
But I did make a list. You asked me to make a list.
Okay, we're going to talk about that. But I apologize for the miscommunication because I've had all my old news buds, Stuart, Brittany, Terry Bell has been on, and you're like closing out the and Jimmy Casca.
Last one.
Yeah, I know. So that was a mix.
Well, and then
up
you got to get our newbies on here.
I know.
James Kelly. Lisa Hale, and pretty soon we're going to have another one, new one starting.
Are you pregnant? Oh, sorry. You mean a new news person?
Oh, okay. God, no.
All right. Well,
no.
I don't want to spread any rumors.
No. Not in Wisconsin. Not now. No way.
Not in Wisconsin. Not now. Oh, dear. let's stick to movies and TV and theatrics.
Yeah, let's do that.
So you were part of an independent film, and I had no idea.
I was.
And you shared this with me, and I'm glad. So tell me about Toma, it's called, right? Toma, Wisconsin.
Toma, Wisconsin. Yes. So this was a short film. Directed by Stephen Holloway, who actually grew up in Toma, Wisconsin, but has since moved out to, he lives, I believe, in Maryland, near D.C. And his brother Jeff lives on the West Coast in L.A. And the two of them converged on Toma in like 2015, 2016. And he recruited me. I was working at the Toma High School at the time.
Wow.
And he was looking for local venues, local talent, local props and cause. Like, he needed to source everything.
Wow.
So, yeah. So we started collaborating on that project, and I want to say it was 2015. We did the filming in 2016. I took an entire week off school, and it was madness. I mean, you've probably been on a film set, but it was awesome. It was a lot of fun. Made really great friends. really long days.
Yeah.
And, we finally had the screening in 2019.
2019. Okay.
Yep. 2019. And now the film, I actually have, you can see here in the glare,
look at
DVD
that.
And Blu-ray copy of the actual disc. Like, it's in my hands. I can't believe it.
Look at that. Did you just now? How did you get a hard copy like that? Was that from 2019 or is that?
No, this is because since 2019, he's done some tweaking and revamping. It was only 22 minutes long in 2019.
Oh,
now
okay.
Now it's 28 minutes and 30 seconds.
Where can we see this? Can people see it? Is it available on Vimeo or any of these outlets?
You know, I don't know. I don't know if it's available anywhere except in my hot little hands.
You can go over and watch it on YouTube at Melissa's house.
No, you can watch it on my new Blu-ray player that Steven gave me on Friday night.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
He went in and bought the last two DVD players at the Toma Walmart.
Oh, dear.
And gave them to me and Karen Dorn, who was the executive director, the the assistant director, and she was the producer.
Do they have any VCRs left or beta players?
Oh, that's no. You know, they stopped, the last factory shut down in Japan a couple years ago now, I want to say.
What?
Yes. They don't make VCRs anymore, Pete.
However, think it's cool that you have a DVD or a Blu-ray, because I didn't know they still do. Honestly, I know some places do, and I know the quality of Blu-rays is supposedly still excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Better than where you'd probably stream it at most places.
Well, side note, I have two VCRs.
Oh, look at you.
I've just been saving them. But yes, this is a very artsy film.
How so? What's it about?
Well, so the premise is it's actually based on a true story that happened in Toma in the 70s, where because this is not the subject of this short film, but I want to say the principal of the high school was murdered. And
Whoa.
The police chief, who is basically the subject of this film, was involved in the whole drama that happened after that took place. So that's what his actual, because he has a full length screenplay. This is the short film version of that. And it focuses on the police chief. He's a recovering alcoholic, and his son, Michael, was recently killed in a motorcycle accident driving drunk.
Wow.
And so he heads to the last bar that his son was at that is owned by one of his very best friends. And he's going to like have it out with this friend of his, former friend of his. And he's also planning to leave town. So it's the drama involved in Bill's life and trying to get answers to his son's last night on Earth. And
wow. That's heavy.
It's heavy.
He wrote the screenplay. He wrote the screenplay, and then he shot part of it as a way to show potential investors to make a feature film. A lot of people do that. I'm guessing that was okay.
Huh. Maybe he says he wants to do it. He's like, and I want to bring everybody back together, but I want to pay you this time. Cause I didn't get paid for this, but it was fun.
You know what? Film sets are so fun. Like you said, and you're all put together. You become a family, and it's like, it's so intense, and you make these bonds, and that's over so quickly. And it's like, wait, that was so much fun. Yeah. And I remember leaving small towns when you're done with a film, and the people, like the locals that worked on the show, are literally like standing there, like waving, like, oh my God, I got to go back. I had so much fun. Now I got to go back to my
I'm
life.
I'm never going
to
see these people again.
Yeah. And it's like that, even if you're going back to LA or New York or whatever, you might never see those people again either. So, but it's a fun. What was your title on the show?
Assistant director.
Okay.
And then I did a bunch of other things. I was actually the body double for the lead, because I had to sit in the car on the shot where we pulled out into the alleyway.
Oh,
and he
nice.
Shot from the roof of the second story of a building. Yeah, we had a lift that did shots.
Oh my
and actually,
gosh.
Some of the shots in this, you know, it's 8 years later. The Teepee Supper Club has since been torn down and rebuilt. The laundromat that's in the shot, which I'm actually in that scene. I was an extra walking out of the laundromat.
Oh, nice.
Funny story about that. And a cigarette he wanted me to pick up off the ground to put in my mouth. I'm like,
while you were carrying your unmentionables in a laundry basket? That's a tall order for
any
actor.
It was on wheels.
Okay. All right. That makes sense.
but that laundromat has, you know, since changed. So the downtown looks different than it did, but it was very authentic 70s at the time.
Oh, very nice, Melissa. That's so cool. Well, all right. So you said you made a list.
I did.
If you want to text...
Look, it's right here.
Oh, perfect. If you want to text quickly your director friend and find out where we can see this, I'm happy to tell people, but otherwise we can put it on the webpage or whatever.
I think he's flying right now, but I'll find out.
No excuse. all right, Melissa Gay is my guest. She is the news director at WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids and part of the civic media team here. Coming up next, I'm going to ask Melissa what her favorite TV shows are. You won't want to miss that. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
That's right. Welcome back to Nightlight. Spending a little time in Madison tonight, overlooking State Street. So beautiful. Luke Mathers riding shotgun. So great to have you, Luke.
Thrilled to be here.
Yeah, you'd rather be here with me than home with your wife.
Absolutely not. But you know what?
Good answer.
I was saying, how did you want me to answer that? You're setting me up.
I appreciate your honesty.
No matter what.
I'd rather be with my wife too, and she doesn't even like me, Luke. That's how much.
That's not true.
She thinks I'm okay. No, we get along swimmingly. And my guest is Melissa Kay from WFHR. She's the news director, who's also been part of an independent film. You're also part of a theater company there, aren't you?
Yeah.
So that's why I wanted to have you on the first time, and you seem reluctant. So tell us about all things theater in Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, there's Wisconsin Rapids Theater. Previous to that, I was involved in the Toma Community Theater and the La Crosse Community Theater.
Jeez.
So done stuff with multiple,
Making the rounds.
I mean, community theater is fun.
Oh, it's so much fun, yeah.
Well, even like we've said with TV and movies, and you make so many lifelong friends.
Yeah, exactly.
But the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater is a beautiful facility. They have they got all the stuff, and they got paid staff too, which most community theaters don't have.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. I tried
to do
in
Marinette too, where I live now. They do. They have the theater on the bay. It's this gorgeous setting, beautiful facility. And unfortunately, it's part of UWGB, which is not.
Then you
very
get all
supportive.
The college kids.
Well, that's not so bad. They just not. They're not really offering it as a major anymore. And we're the Marinette campus, so that's a whole other story.
Lame.
Unfortunately, but it's
Wisconsin.
Beautiful.
Get on it.
I know.
More money in arts.
Absolutely. And I always say that to people who say, "Well, you know, what I love to do." Here's what I love to do, Melissa. You ready for this?
Hmm.
I like
I'm
to
ready.
Make coaches
Lay it on me.
Uncomfortable. When I volunteered at a school, I asked on a tour of special ed kids. One kid said he was interested in theater. And I asked the coach, I said, so-and-so here is interested in theater. Can you tell him when he gets to the high school where he – and here's this guy. I'm going to do some acting here. You ready for this? Oh.
Okay, ready.
Wow. Yeah, I am not the guy to ask about theater. I am sorry, but I could point you in it. I'm like, I'm not saying you're gay. I'm saying, can you help this kid out? And, you know, and they learn the same, kids learn the same lessons they do in sports. It's not maybe as physically taxing, but you're part of a group working towards something. It's invigorating. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, so anyway.
Without the bullying. So, yes.
Typically, ideally, yes. I'm not going to say there have been no bullies in theater, but
you're
right, though. You're right. But
so without the jocks. But yes, in Wisconsin Rapids, most recently, I was just in a production of The Glass Menagerie where we did we did a combination live action and filmed bits. So we had some film going on at the same time as we're on stage with voiceover, and it was really cool.
That's a pretty tall order for community theater. I love when community theaters take risks like that and do something that's really challenging. What was your part?
Yeah, it was fun. I was the mother. I was Amanda.
Okay. Wow, yep. Very nice. So let's get to your list before we can't get to your list anymore. You have a list of, are these your top five all-time TV shows?
Okay, let's do top five all-time TV shows first.
Perfect, I love it.
So the very first is Road to Avonlea, which is a BBC television show that is a spinoff of Anne of Green Gables.
Oh, wow.
You've heard of Anne of Green Gables,
oh, sure.
Right?
My daughter was in that show. That's a great show, yeah.
Yeah, okay, nice. So the top actors in this are Sarah Pauley, Jackie Burroughs, my favorite, one of my favorites is Gemma Zimprogna. But then listen to this list of special guests that they have had on the show throughout the seven seasons.
Okay.
Ryan Gosling, Diane West, Stockard Channing, Christopher Reeve, Christopher Lloyd, Eugene Levy.
Wow.
Heard of any of those folks?
I'm a fan of many of them. So what's the show called?
It's called Road to Avonlea.
Okay.
It's set on Prince Edward Island, and it's about an orphan girl who is shipped off to the countryside to grow up because there's some scandal with her father,
okay,
and her mother's dead. So she's raised by her cousins, her aunts. She lives with her Aunt Hetty and her cousins and gets the farm life experience growing up.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
All right, is that
and they go to a one-room schoolhouse.
Is that number
five? No,
that's
number one.
That's
number one.
Okay.
Number one.
You opened with a showstopper, but I'm going to keep it going.
Just in case you got cut up.
No, never. We'd never cut you off.
Okay. And then I go a little sci-fi because I love Firefly. Like, they should have never canceled that.
Oh, I got to see that. I've heard so
many
good things about
that.
Oh, my
gosh. It is so good. I have the DVD if you want to borrow it.
Of course you do.
Then next up would be Stargate SG-1.
Oh,
SG-1,
not
the other one.
Love that show.
Wow, Richard Dean Anderson.
Yeah.
And Amanda Tapping. Oof.
Are you into those shows, Luke? Are you like a Battlestar Galactica or Stargate guy?
That's my next one.
Battlestar Galactica?
Yep. Yep. Katie Sackhoff. She
is
phenomenal. Yes.
Did you see a show called, what is the show she's on? It's The Small Town Sheriff in Wyoming.
I haven't seen it, but I know what you're talking about.
I'm going to look it up. I'm going to Google on the air. This is crazy.
While you Google.
Or you keep talking, I'll Google.
I'll keep talking because now we got to talk about Time Team. Okay. Time Team is like, this has been my maybe want to call it cringe binge.
I love it.
This has been my jam recently and lately. I don't know, for the last couple of years. It's a group of archaeologists who spend 3 days, a weekend, uncovering archaeological mysteries in the United Kingdom mostly, but also like in other places, but mostly the UK. And it starts in the 80s and it goes for like, I don't know, 20 seasons that they do this. Tony Robinson is the host. And then some of the other like big names, Phil Harding, Mick Astin, Carenza Lewis, they're archaeologists and people write them letters to be like, I found these old coins in my backyard. I think it was a Roman settlement. And so they go and they dig up people's backyards or like they like bust up concrete and city blocks to find the old pottery like production facility that
just
was
like
there
for
100 years ago. Yeah.
That's
uncovering
pretty cool.
mysteries. It is really cool.
That's a pretty good top five. And some of those shows I don't know. So that's part of what I love. I like talking about this stuff because I love finding a show I was unaware of or that somebody else could recommend. It's an idea exchange.
I have to say honorable mention, Gilmore Girls.
Oh, yeah. You know, I wrote promos for that show.
Did you?
For the WB. Yeah, we'd be on the set. Jamie Foxx, the Superman show. Yeah, those are fun times. I had just moved to LA. That was like a big hit and that was one of their first hits at the WB. That was a really good show for them. But I haven't seen one episode of it.
No?
But if you recommend it,
seen a single episode of Gilmore Girls?
Just scenes that I had to write promos for. I know, isn't that weird?
I haven't watched the show like religiously or anything, but I haven't at least seen episodes. One of the main characters' name is also my name, so therefore I get a lot of Luke references.
Oh.
Yeah.
So
Are you Team Luke or Team Dean?
See, I was never, that invested, but Luke all the way because it's my name, right?
Like, right.
I got it.
That's fantastic.
How is
that? Oh, wait.
That
I think Luke
through?
Was actually the pub owner.
Yeah,
anyway.
Luke was the Lorelei's.
Yes,
love
Luke was Lorelei's love interest. You're right.
Yes.
Yeah, it was Dean or I don't even remember the other guy's name. Jess, maybe.
Hey, this was so much fun. Now that you know,
Lauren
Graham. Now that you know, I like having you on the show, Melissa. You have to come back. Will you do that?
Okay, I'll come back. The show is... I also made a list of my '90s movies, so I'll save this next time.
We'll do that next time. The show is Longmire. Check it out. That's Melissa Kay. This is Peach Wabba. Coming up next, John Campanera on Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A deadly shootout at a house in Charlotte, North Carolina leaves 8 police officers shot, 3 of them killed, and a suspected gunman dead. The U.S. Marshals Task Force had arrived to confront a fugitive, cops say. Police Chief Johnny Jennings.
After a long standoff, we were able to clear this residence and confirm that there were 2 additional people inside. They were both brought to the police station as persons of interest.
Student Gaza War protesters still had their tents on the lawn of Columbia University in New York, but talks broke down and the school started suspending students who don't clear out. This is a senior U.S. official says the Hamas delegation has left Cairo talks and will return with a written response to Israel's proposal for a truce and hostage release deal. The head of NATO making a surprise visit to Ukraine's capital amid some small but worrisome to the Ukrainians Russian advances. An update on Wall Street. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Health officials are reassuring people that pasteurized milk from Wisconsin is safe to drink. Dairy cows in other states have come down with the bird flu in recent weeks, but so far there are no reports of bird flu in Wisconsin. In the meantime, dairy farmers are urged to be on the lookout and let health officials know if they have any sick animals. The most conservative U.S. House Republicans may try to remove Speaker Mike Johnson from his post this week. Wisconsin's Brian Stile is against the idea.
It'd be a distraction. What we need to be focused on is the issues of the day. It'd be disappointing if any of my colleagues bring that forward, and hopefully we can keep Speaker Johnson in his job.
Stile speaking with WISN-TV's Upfront. The Republicans' right wing is unhappy with Johnson over the foreign aid package that passed last week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Let's go to the movies. If you're looking for something to watch this weekend and no new films or TV shows grab your attention, why not go retro? The 1979 classic Alien is opening again this weekend. The release is to celebrate the film's 45th anniversary. Alien was directed by Ridley Scott and stars Sigourney Weaver, Veronica Cartwright, Tom Skerritt, and John Hurt. If you're lucky enough to live near a theater showing Alien, you will also be treated to an interview with director Ridley Scott before the showing of the film. Kathy Lee Gifford spoke to Entertainment Tonight this week about her new book titled I Want to Matter. Your life is too short and too precious to waste. Gifford said she finally found forgiveness for her late husband Frank Gifford's affair with a flight attendant. To be clear, the affair happened before Frank passed away. I love the way tabloids choose their words. Kathy Lee is an accomplished host and author and creator of Kathy Lee Casuals, which do not offer menswear. So rude. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, a low in the mid-30s. And for tomorrow, partly sunny sky, a high into the low 60s. Then a chance of showers and a few rumbles of thunder tomorrow night into early Wednesday. Mostly sunny, warmer in mid-60s Wednesday afternoon. It's 46 right now.
The Todd Alba Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce in Richland County. UW System made the unilateral decision to completely vacate the campus by July 1st of this year.
It's so short-sighted to think it costs a little bit more money to run it and there aren't as many students, so let's just shut it down. A smart business owner would say now is the time to invest because we know every person that comes through the door, you're going to get 40-fold the investment from how they're going to be able to give back to our state.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Earl Ingram.
In Wisconsin, parents pay one-third of their income on childcare. Think about what we need our income for. Shelter, food, clothing, gas bill, electric bill. And we're talking about one child. This is a crisis. Young families are saddled with what is almost impossible to deal with.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Tuesday morning, join Sandy Williams and I as we take a look back to the presidency of Donald Trump.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Welcome back.
Making music with my friends.
Tomorrow night, Eric Chellin will be on the show, and actor Kurt Krause. It's going to be a fun show. We'll talk a little music, a little acting. And Matt Harper, the rapper, will be in studio on Thursday when I am back up in Green Bay. We are broadcasting Nightlight tonight from Madison statewide. Great to have you with me on this Monday night. Keep those texts coming. The question tonight is, who is your favorite superhero and why? Mine is Batman. Luke, you said Captain America, right?
That is correct.
That's a good one, too. It's both regular dudes.
It's the Shield, yeah.
There's some kid
from Brooklyn, some kid from Gotham, which is a fictional city, but whatever.
Basically Brooklyn, right. Without the accent. With a billionaire accent. Hey, I'm really excited now to welcome my next guest. He's an old friend of mine. We've done stand-up comedy together. We've played wiffle ball together. And we walked around a dog park several years ago when he just discovered pipe smoking, which caught me off guard. John Campanera joins me now in Nightlight. Hey, John.
Hey. How you doing, Pete?
I'm doing great. Are you still smoking a pipe?
Actually, I do. On occasion, I'll go sit in the backyard and have a glass of wine. And I like to toke on a pipe because cigars just give me bad breath, and the pipe, I like the aroma, and
yeah.
I just puff on it. I don't inhale it, so I like it.
When I saw you, John, at the park, I was just visiting L.A. at the time, but you looked very eccentric walking around the park. We took a couple laps together, and you got the pipe. It was a great look for L.A., but you've moved since then, right?
I did. I live in Las Vegas now. I wanted to kind of get off the road a little bit, semi-retire, and not have to do the ships anymore. So by moving here, it allowed me to I owned a home here that I was renting. So I just kicked the renter out, moved in it, and I just have to make enough money to pay my utilities because I own the house. So it's all good. It's all good.
Oh, that's fantastic. I thought of you the other day, buddy, because there was some milestone about Wilt Chamberlain's 100, the game where he scored 100 points, and now I can't find it. Yeah. But it was a great, it made me think of your Chamberlain joke about him scoring 100 points, and I just loved it.
Well, you know what? That whole bit's part of a premise I came up with about the crazy records that are sports records that are in the almanac. Some of them are so phenomenal, you have to question the credibility. And I said, well, Chamberlain scored 100 points in a basketball game. 100 points. I mean, come on. Who's guarding this guy? Gary Coleman? Like Mickey Rooney? It was 100 points. I go, you imagine the rest of his teammates? Hey, Will, I'm open. Like, you ever think about passing the ball once in a while, you hog? Yeah. And then I had Cy Young won 511 games pitching. He goes, you know how hard that is to do? You have to average 25 wins a year, 20 years in a row. It's impossible. He goes, what were they counting as a win back then? He goes to a carnival, knocks over a couple bottles. That's a win, Cy. Count it. No, seriously, it's a win, man. He goes, I go, back then, you know, it was hard to keep records. you know, the time didn't travel that quick. You know, it's like a reporter comes up, hey, sorry, did you pitch last week? Yes, I pitched a couple doubleheaders. I won a couple doubleheaders. Okay, cool, man. It's in the record book. I mean, how do you even verify it?
Right.
There was no internet back then. How do you? I said, Duran, he won over 100 professional fights. I go, that's amazing. And so you look and see who he fought. He beat up Mama Duran, Grandma Duran. He beat up Duran. He beat up the whole band. That's five wins right there. I had a whole piece on sports records that are just like mind-boggling, you know.
What's the one, John? What's the joke? You do the best Harry Carey I've ever heard, by the way, in calling the game and with other stuff going on during the game. Can you give us a little bit of that?
Oh yeah, I said Harry was great for just the game was incidental to the story he was telling. He goes, you know, I was on Rush Street last night and closed the one bar, went across the street at a taco at that Greasy Spoon. Well, that's a triple play. Anyway, I had too many jalapeno peppers. I get indigestion, you know. That's a fastball off Grace's head, both benches empty. So, he's on a stretcher. I think he's dead. Finally, I get a hold of some KO Peck tape. You know, I mean, the game was just like incidental. It was so crazy. He was more concerned what celebrity showed up. Hey, the Pope is here today. Must be big hat day here at Wrigley. You know, wear a big hat, getting free. You know, a couple kids were poking the Pope in the back of the head. Guess they couldn't see the game with his big hat and all. He just reeled around and give the one kid an elbow to the forehead, and I don't blame the guy. I mean, here's the guy. There's the throw to first. Here's the guy who worked his whole life to get to where he is. They give him a hat. Let him wear the hat. Hey, Snoop Doggy Dog is in the house. You know, Snoop Doggy Dog backwards is Poo Scotty Guy. He was always coughing up stuff on the microphone. He was just a funny son.
He was great. He was funny. You know, John, a couple weeks ago, I had Tom Dreesen on the show, and he told a story about Harry Carey and Frank Sinatra went out drinking together, trying to outdrink each other. And at one point, at like 4 o'clock in the morning, apparently, Sinatra said, Harry, I got to go. Like, he totally caved and just left.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I remember roasting him in Bally's in Las Vegas.
Really?
It was all for a charity event.
Oh,
and afterwards, after the roast, you know, the roast got out around 10 o'clock. And I'm hanging with some guys that came to it. And I don't know, it's about 2 in the morning. Here comes Harry walking down the casino. A beer in hand, and we're like, hey, Harry, hey, he comes over, still drinking, 2 in the morning. He was a character, man, just total character.
That's great.
I miss him because he is one of my favorites, and he just made the game fun, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of times I talked about when I did Harry, it was just stuff he actually said. It wasn't stuff I made up, you know?
Right.
I'm watching the game once. And, you know, you always knew he was going to bag on somebody when he started the sentence, here's the guy, you know. He goes, you know, here's the guy, Dave Concepcion, who grew up in the Dominican Republic or Puerto Rico, one of those islands where the sun shines 365 days a year, and he misses a pop-up in the sun. I just can't figure it out. Jesus Christ is here today with a group of 12 from Whiting, Indiana. It's sandals day here. Wrigley, wear a pair of sandals getting free. You know, Jesus had a fish sandwich in the seventh inning, ended up feeding the whole entire left field bleachers. Holy cow.
Oh, it's so great, John. One time I was watching a Cubs game and they showed you can't, and the stuff he did, you can't even do anymore. Like they would, you know, Arnie Harris, the cameraman, would focus on pretty girls in the crowd. And there was this one time this girl had this really revealing top on and she was really kind of, you know, top heavy. And there was like this pause. And then you just hear Harry Carey go, "Wow." you can't even, I mean, that's insane. Like, oh, it's so great.
I know. It's like, none of these young guys, these young up-and-coming announcers, they play everything so close to the vest. They don't want to get fired.
Right, right.
You couldn't fire Harry. He had such a following. He almost had carte blanche or whatever he wanted to do or talk about.
Yeah.
Because, well, he earned it for one thing. He had been around forever. But
right.
still, that's why he was loved, because it was like watching the game with your drunk uncle. Who didn't filter anything and just spoke off the top of his head, you know?
Right. My guest is John Campanera.
I think that's what made him so endearing.
Wait, say that again, John.
I said that's what I think made him so endearing.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. Hey, John, when you started doing stand-up, who are your influences? Like, who are guys you looked up to when you started doing comedy?
Well, of course, I love George Carlin and Pryor.
Yeah.
But Robert Klein, I really liked a lot, you know.
Right.
And I also like Jonathan Winters. And oddly enough, you know, when I first moved to L.A., I used to watch at the Comedy Store, I used to watch Kippadada on a nightly basis.
Oh, yeah.
And I was always impressed on how confident and, you know, not sure of himself he was on stage, and I was always impressed by that. He never rushed anything. He always paused when he wanted to. He made the audience come to him. I just thought he was really good.
Yeah.
But, you know, then he got to be where he drank too much and was a couple times he peed himself on stage in Vegas when he was performing. And he kind of went downhill, but when he was in his prime in the earth, in the early 80s, he was great.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed watching him.
What about...
But I'll tell you, the guys I like today, though, that Dennis, that Brian Regan and Bill Burr are really, I think, at the top of their games right now. I really like what they got, what they bring to the table.
You know, Regan is so great. I worked right before I moved to LA. I worked with him for 2 weeks in a row, a club in St. Louis and a club in Chicago. And Brian is just as I always measure that, like a guy, how funny he is off stage, or I used to anyway. And he was just as funny off stage, maybe even more as he was on stage. And the stories he would tell were so great, you know, and he works totally clean.
That's what blows me away about him. He's so clean, and yet so funny. That's why I give him kudos, because he doesn't have to be dirty to be clean, to be funny at all.
He's right.
That's what impresses me most about him, is that he works so clean and yet he can make anything funny. It's just his delivery and it's his timing and it's the way he sells it. I think he's one of the best, man.
Absolutely. Where can people see you, John? Where are you working? Do you have anything online people can see? I'd love to steer some viewers your way if I can.
Actually, my dry bar special I did a couple of years ago, they finally released it.
Oh, nice.
So if anybody wants to go on drybar.com and sign up, I think it's $5 a month. But, you know, there's 1,000 comics on there that you could watch their material.
Right.
Of the specials they did. And so I got a dry bar special just came out. And I'm working locally. I'll be at the Brad Garrett's Comedy Club June 17th. I still travel around the country here and there doing one-nighters and things like that. But for the most part, I'm pretty much in Vegas, because the road life got to me and I don't like to travel as much anymore, you know?
You know, I have to share this story. I left L.A. a little over 10 years ago, and you had no idea. We kind of lived in the same neighborhood. And you know, I'd see you at Rick's house, and you had that awesome Super Bowl party in 2006. It was great, but I never really announced I was leaving. So you had a Facebook post. You were working a gig in Menominee, Michigan, and I sent you a message, and I said, "Hey, man, I'll see you tonight. I'll stop by." And you were like, "Okay." Like, and then I show up, and you look at me, and you're like, "What the F are you doing here?" Like, You had no idea I had any connection to that area of the country, much less move there. And that was fun, though. We ended up going out to lunch, and you came over to our house, and it was a really good time. Hey, do you have a few minutes to talk some wiffle?
Sure.
All right.
I want to tell you something about that weekend.
Hey,
you
hold that thought, okay? John, hold that thought. We got to do a quick thing, and then I'd love to hear it, okay, buddy? We'll be right back. My guest is John Campanera. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from Madison tonight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I went to go see The Queen of My Dreams, which is a beautiful film about a mother-daughter relationship. So funny, so beautiful, so heartfelt. Would highly recommend it.
And that concludes our Monday morning segment of Here's How Pat Kreitlow is an Uncultured Slob. You are cultured, man. You are a big old cup of yogurt over there. I mean, we're talking some fruit on the bottom over there.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Welcome back. Bridget from the 818 says, Wonder Woman, I love Gail Gadot. I'm glad we heard from a woman on our superhero question. That's great. Thank you, Bridget. Yeah, that was a spectacular movie. My guest is John Campanera. He is a Chicago native who makes his home in Las Vegas now after years and years in Los Angeles in a very successful stand-up comedy career and that of an actor as well. John, we had to go to a break. We have pretty hard breaks here. You were in the middle of a story. Please continue.
No, I was talking about when I was working that club in what's the town called, Manatee?
It's called Marinette. That's where I live in across the river. It's Michigan in Menominee. You were at a place called Murray's in Menominee.
All right, so I'm in Menominee. I'm at the club. And I know we got like 10 people there. And I'm like, what's going on? The town seems dead. They go, oh, our high school football team made the finals. They're downstate playing in the finals. And I go, God, of all weekends, I got to come here. You know, they're in the finals in the championship.
It was like 10 below, too. It was very cold. I remember that. But, yeah, they're like a football powerhouse. And I totally – and I think there was something else even going on in town that weekend, too, like another bar draw or a band or something. Yeah, it was a – hey, but you got to see your old pal Petey.
We
had a good time.
Yeah, I remember flying in the Green Bay, and then you drove around or something like that.
Right.
If I'm not mistaken.
No, that's sounds...
you're close to Green Bay, right? Across the bay or something.
Yeah. No, we're just north of Green Bay on the water, on the actual body of water of Green Bay. Yeah.
Right, that was fun.
So
but I had fun when I was there. You
know? Yeah. Yeah, it was a good show. I love when comedians actually find their way to that little town where I live. Like Tim Cavanaugh was there a couple months ago, and Tom Clark in the same weekend. So it's always fun when I get to hang out with comics that I it was like unanticipated, you know, because they end up in a small town. It's always fun to hang out. But, hey, let's talk some wiffle.
Yeah, for sure.
So I kind of set this up earlier. Rick Messina was your manager. He managed Tim Allen and Drew Carey, had tons of money, built a wiffle stadium at his house, and you were one of the blue chippers. Do you still play wiffle?
I was one of the regulars.
Yeah.
Well, I used to, every Sunday, you know, you went there and we divvied up teams and It was 3-on-3, and it was incredible how he turned. I wish I still had it up. I used to carry his Wiffle Balls, you know, stadium on my website. I used to have a website that carried it. It was under ChicagoJohn.com, which no longer exists.
Oh,
but
bummer.
if you look up Strawberry Field Wiffle Ball Stadium, and you just type it in, you'll find pictures of the Wiffle Ball Stadium that he built. It was just incredible.
Yeah,
we had a stand that he got from, you know, Anaheim Stadium when they redid the stadium. They had some of the old seats. Rick went and bought rows of seats. We could put them up in the balcony where we would watch the game. We had this huge wall. It was really a retaining wall that he had to put up because he lived alongside of a hill.
Oh, yeah.
And after he put the retaining wall up, he realized, you know, there was like 15 feet of space that he had on top of the retaining wall. So he threw the seats up there, and that was left field. That's where we would sit and watch the games. It was incredible. You can find those pictures if you look up strawberryfield.com.
Okay.
Or Strawberry Field Wiffle Ball Stadium in Encino. And even throw in Rick Messina as the name. You will find these photos, and you'll be blown away of what we had to play with every weekend. It was incredible.
It was so funny. That was some of the Steve Segrin brought me up there for the first time, and it's like a playground for adults. They even had, I was trying to explain this earlier on the air, they even had dugouts, and Rick had cool mist blowing into the dugouts like we were actual professional athletes. He had an announcer booth over home plate, like it was 20 feet off the ground. It was magical.
Well, the booth is still there. The
okay.
Fans are still there. The scoreboards are still there. It's just that we're all in our 60s now and don't control the ball anymore.
is my Vienna Beef sign really still up there?
Yes, it is.
Okay. That was my little contribution. I was encouraged to make a donation, so to speak, for all the, you know, you go up there and drink all Rick's booze. It's like you got to donate something, right?
Well, you know what's really funny is that he buys the house next door to his house.
Oh, yeah.
Just so he can expand the Wiffle Ball Stadium.
What's it like to have and that
then,
kind of money?
And then he makes the one master bedroom of the home, which, you know, the window looks right out into the stadium. So he turns that into a game room, and you can play pool and watch the baseball game at the same time, like you got a skybox.
It's the least he could do. Did you play in the game against the Anderson,
you know,
brothers?
Yeah. Those guys would come out of town and challenge us.
Yeah.
And they were all great guys.
Yeah, they were.
They were all great guys, and they fancied themselves the best wiffle ball players in the country. And, you know, as old as we are, we gave them a run for the
money. We played them very well.
Our whole park.
Yeah, that was so much fun.
Yeah.
Hey, John, thank you so much for your time tonight. I hope we can make this like a semi-regular thing. I'd love to have you back sometime and talk more comedy. It's great to hear your voice, buddy.
Oh, for sure, man. We only touched the tip of the iceberg. So anytime you want, call me.
All right, you got it, buddy. That's John Campanera. Check out John's Dry Bar Special. Google John Campanera Dry Bar Special. He's one of the best comedians that I've ever worked with, and a great guy. Luke, if I could bring you to this Wiffle Stadium.
I'm looking at videos and pictures on the internet right now. It's impressive.
So for all the glory I never got in high school sports because I wasn't very good, I can throw a wiffle ball, and I struck out 6 Anderson brothers in a row. It was phenomenal, but we lost by one run. It was so much fun.
Oh, that sounds like a blast.
It really was.
It sounds like a good time.
As was this.
Every single Sunday? Every single Sunday. That is insane.
During the NFL season, and then I had kids, and I thought, sort of prioritized things, and I stopped going as much, but the joke was everybody in the house was getting stoned, that all the birds that flew over the house would get stoned from the fumes.
Oh,
there was like the stoners, the wiffle ball players, then there was like the people that just wanted to do cannonballs in the pool. So much fun. Hey, I want to thank all my guests tonight. It was so much fun. Melissa Kay, Matt Miller, John Campanera, Luke, thank you so much, bud. This was fun.
Always a pleasure, Pete.
Yeah, thank you to all the texters. I'll be back tomorrow night in my hood, keeping Conrad in line. Tomorrow night in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Thanks for listening. Good night, Wisconsin.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Pat Kreitlow joins us from Up North News at 10:33. In hour number two, we talk about funding our green spaces with the Wisconsin Policy Forum. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.